KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, taking a look at sports, just a recap of Saturday's semifinal action at the state football playoffs and the semifinals at the Unidome Saturday in Class 1A. It was Van Meter advancing the title with a 49-17 win over Iowa City Regina. Also, West Lyon defeated West Sioux 26-21 to advance into the final. In the 2A semifinals, OABCIG a winner over Algona 41-32, and it was Waukon over Williamsburg 32-14. So all of the championship games are set now for this week. Championships will be held Thursday and Friday. The Thursday schedule includes Audubon facing off against Don Bosco in the eight-man championship game. And we'll have that contest for you here on the radio coming up on Thursday morning. Audubon the top seed in that tournament. Don Bosco the number three seed in a perennial powerhouse in eight-player football. That's a 10 o'clock kickoff, and we'll have that game for you Thursday morning. Our broadcast gets underway at 9 o'clock with the pregame. Also on Thursday at 1:30, the Class A championship game faces West Hancock against Grundy Center. And then the 3A title game on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, it's Solon facing Western Dubuque. The Friday schedule includes the Class 1A game at 1 o'clock as Van Meter faces West Lyon. In the 2A championship game, it'll be Waukon facing OABCIG. I believe that Van Meter-West Lyon game should be a 10 o'clock contest. Waukon will play OABCIG at 1 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock in the evening, the Class 4A championship has West Des Moines Valley facing off against Dowling Catholic in an in-city matchup there in West Des Moines. All those games played at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Iowa's 23-19 win Saturday over 7th-ranked Minnesota was a milestone for Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz, who tied former Penn State coach Joe Paterno for 5th in career Big Ten wins, picking up his 95th.
The biggest thing, just really happy for our players, and then more so proud. You know, just thought the way they fought today, played hard, fought, but the bigger picture, I think, is what they did during the week. You know, it was a tough loss last Saturday, tough bus ride home. And, you know, it's hard to get off the mat, but the guys did a really good job of that.
Well, Ferentz gets another chance to move up that list this week when the Hawkeyes host Illinois. He's one behind former Iowa coach Hayden Fry.
I've been fortunate to be with a lot of good people, players, coaches, and in a great place. So I don't think too much about that. That's what you do when you get old and you're just sitting around in some on a couch somewhere. So I'll save that for a different day.
Iowa scored touchdowns on its first three possessions as they raced out to a 20-3 lead and handed the Gophers their first loss.
So that was one of the goals we had, was to try to take the lead and you know, keep it and keep the pressure on them a little bit. So for the offense to come out, I thought they were really focused and really wired in, and the execution was good, the balance was good, and you know, guys making plays after you know, after getting the ball in their hands.
Iowa will host Illinois in their final home game of the regular season this Saturday. We'll have it for you here on the radio. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. We're on the air at 9 o'clock Saturday morning with the pregame start time. Iowa with a thrilling win on Saturday. Iowa State had a thrilling win on Saturday as the Cyclones finally came up a winner in a nail-biter. Connor Asali's 36-yard field goal as time expired lifted the Cyclones to a 23-21 win over Texas. The Longhorns had rallied from a 20-7 deficit to take a fourth quarter lead.
We knew and had great confidence in Connor inside the 20-yard line, and so he's been exceptional this year for us there. So, you know, the biggest thing was trying to get the ball into the middle of the field. You know, we work a two-minute drill almost every Wednesday during the season, and it's almost that verbatim scenario. So, you know, I thought our kids handled it really well and knew what we wanted to do, and, you know, just wanted to make sure we got the ball centered for the best situation for Connor.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones are 6-4, and they'll close out their home season this Saturday against Kansas.
You know, our kids are going toe-to-toe with every team in this conference and some of the best football teams in the country right now. And so, you know, they continue to fight, and I see us continue to get better when a lot of teams right now are not getting better. And so that part's really enjoyable.
At Kansas-Iowa State game, also an 11 o'clock kickoff this Saturday in Ames. In the NFL, the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs share the AFC West lead at 6-4 after Derek Carr passed for 292 yards and a touchdown in the Raiders' 17-10 downing of the winless Bengals. Josh Jacobs had his fourth 100-yard game in the last 6 weeks, finishing with 112 yards on 23 carries. Max Crosby had a team rookie record 4 sacks as the Raiders harassed Bengals rookie quarterback Ryan Finley in Oakland's third straight win. Now, Mexico City's Azteca Stadium is looking to put its best foot forward when they host a regular season NFL matchup tonight between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Officials are hoping for redemption after last season's game had to be moved to the LA Coliseum, a black eye for the arena and the league. Poor field conditions forced that last-minute change. The hybrid turf has been since swapped out for natural grass, and fewer events have been scheduled for the stadium. We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. Chiefs and the Chargers from Mexico City. Whew, catch your breath. You're going to need some oxygen up in that altitude. 6 o'clock is the pregame start time, and just after 7 o'clock is kickoff tonight. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, Dallas beat Detroit 35-27, Indianapolis over Jacksonville 33-13, Minnesota beat Denver 27-23, Baltimore downing Houston 41-7, the New York Jets over Washington 34-17, Atlanta beat Carolina 29-3, Buffalo over Miami 37-20, New Orleans over Tampa Bay 34-17, San Francisco beat Arizona 36-26, New England over Philadelphia 17-10, L.A. Rams over Chicago 17-7. A person familiar with the meeting says suspended Browns star defensive end Myles Garrett will have his appeal heard by the NFL early this week. Garrett was suspended indefinitely by the league on Friday, hours after he swung a helmet and hit Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph in the head. According to the collective bargaining agreement, Garrett's appeal must take place before Cleveland's next game. Well, the top three teams remain the same in the newest Associated Press college football poll, but Georgia has climbed past Alabama for the number 4 spot. The Bulldogs moved up with their 21-14 win at Auburn just hours after the Crimson Tide lost star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to a season-ending hip dislocation. Top-ranked LSU picked up 54 of 65 first-place votes to stay ahead of number 2 Ohio State and defending champion Clemson. The 5th-ranked Tide are followed by Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, Penn State, and Florida. Iowa jumped 4 spots to number 19, while Oklahoma is up a couple of spots to number 8. Joseph Yusufu had 16 points off the bench to carry Drake to a 98-53 win over Division III Simpson College on Sunday. Jonah Jackson had 14 points for Drake, while Roman Penn added 13 points and 7 assists. Liam Roberts had 12 points and 7 rebounds, while Anthony Murphy had 11 points and 7 rebounds yesterday. Andrew Curran had 10 points to lead the Storm as Drake matches up against Lehigh at home on Thursday in their next outing. Elsewhere in college basketball, top 25 play yesterday. 4th-ranked Louisville beat North Carolina Central 87-58. Number 12 Seton Hall over St. Louis 83-66. 14th-ranked Oregon beat Texas Arlington 67-47. UConn over number 15 Florida 62-59. Number 18 St. Mary's beat Cal Poly 79-48. 19th-ranked Arizona over New Mexico State 83-53. In the NBA on Sunday, Philadelphia beat Cleveland 114-95, Sacramento topping Boston 100-99, Denver beat Memphis 131-114, Orlando over Washington 125-121, New Orleans beat Golden State 108-100, the LA Lakers over Atlanta 122-101. In the National Hockey League, Chicago over Buffalo 4-1, Vegas 6-0 over Calgary. And Kyle Busch has emerged from the Joe Gibbs Racing juggernaut as NASCAR's latest champion, winning his second title after teammates Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. were slowed by pit road gaffes. Busch won the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway to snap a 21-race losing streak and beat Hamlin, Truex, and rival Kevin Harvick for the Cup. Busch joined 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson as the only active drivers with multiple titles. Busch is the 16th driver in NASCAR history to win multiple championships and one of only 5 to win titles in both the Cup Series and the second-tier Xfinity Series. Truex dominated early but fell a lap back after his crew put tires on the wrong side of his Toyota. Hamlin fell out of contention when a crew member placed a large piece of tape across the front of his car, causing his engine to overheat and leading to an unscheduled pit stop. Truex recovered to finish 2nd, but Hamlin didn't have enough time to overcome the miscue and was a disappointing 10th. Harvick never seemed to be a solid contender despite his 4th-place finish. That's Check of Sports this hour. Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.